No mistrust of science. This personal inspection of the whiteness of snow is not mistrust in science, which is said to insist that white is black. It's the opposite. It is trust in evidence-based real science and repudiation of lies. To say nothing of the fact that nowadays humanity has at its disposal instruments, spectrometers, which will with certainty establish the color of an object. We, however, will not get deeper into this subject and will stay with a simple approach which everyone will understand. Stepping out in the snow and verifying for yourself that snow is white, not black, as propaganda forces us to think. Speaking of evidence-based information, similar to stepping out in the snow yourself and confirming it is white, there's no better evidence-based information than the absolute truths available to everyone, such as the fact that there is a group of headline-making human biological units, completely non-anonymous, who are spared from the effect of COVID-19-associated deaths. This evidence-based information proves unequivocally that there is no COVID-19 pandemic. We are facing a spectacular deception, the lie of the COVID-19 pandemic that is directly destroying the world. It is the COVID-19 pandemic lie that is destroying the world, not some marginal virus that is part of a vast mix of diseases containing truly deadly diseases. This lie must be fought. It is of no scientific interest, but only has social and political roots. There's no matter in this instance that has scientific value and can be studied by scientists, unless the quote scientists in question are some corrupt creatures willing to do anything to further their careers. At times, one may encounter curious situations. Now that the COVID-19 pandemic hoax is pushed as honoring science, one can hear various pro-COVID-19 pandemic conspiracy theories promoted as being pro-science, just as many in number as the considered non-scientific anti-COVID-19 pandemic conspiracy theories of the sort of 5G effect, chemtrails, or graphene oxide by Idness, concerning the purported harm which is conspired on every one of us. Someone asked me the question, how does the shifting of the Earth's magnetic axis affect viruses? Whether such shifting has any effect at all is a specific experimental scientific question that we cannot discuss here, since this is not a specialized scientific writing. Not to mention that we don't have the proper labs and equipment, and who among us is equipped to competently meet such a challenge? It seems to me personally that such an Earth-Pole axis versus virus link is pulled out of thin air. But that's just my intuition, which would fall away if in an appropriate context, not here, someone presented experimental evidence that such a thing could ever be talked about. One thing, however, is perfectly clear. Whether there is COVID-19 pandemic or not, that has 100% political overtones, and the imposition on the world of that falsity, that the COVID-19 pandemic is a real phenomenon, is being done through force by extremely unscrupulous criminal elements with enormous power, whose place is in the court of nations, not having us discussing their lies while pretending not to notice them. Curiously, the very reality of the COVID-19 pandemic has been flatly refuted, but that's not enough for some. There are not too few people who would love to discuss every element of this apparent hoax. Again, behavior that is a matter of human nature.